The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
It is now time to turn our attention briefly, as we are quite behind some time this morning. The NPTA speaks, and not the president this morning, but we have the General Secretary, Ms. Kiran Glasgow. She is here this morning, and we're going to be chatting along the lines of the importance of the NPTA. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me here this morning.
Are you okay? Okay.
I am. Maybe a little nervous, but I'm okay.
You can sit comfortable.
All right.
You get comfortable.
Good, yeah.
We just only ask Walter the tall questions. You know, we shape the shortest questions for you. Walter is only getting big boy questions.
All right, so we
have you here this morning. So we'll kick things off very quickly as we ask here, you know, how does the NPTA help to bridge the gap between parents, home, and teachers at school? And that's a very good thing I think I wanted to ask a long time ago, but we had so much other topics to talk about. When it comes to the National Parent Teachers Association, how do you all bridge the gap between parenting and school teachers?
Well, you know, our motto is home and school united for the good of the child. So when you ask that question, therein is our motto, right? Mm-hmm. Home and school united for the good of the child. So what the PTA does, we have PTA units in our schools, and these executives or units, they are responsible to ensure that they advocate for the rights of the children in the school, that they work together with the school administration to ensure that the needs of our children are being met, mm-hmm. that we have regular meetings so that our parents can come to school with their concerns, come with their suggestions. And so we bridge the gap. One of the ways we bridge the gap definitely is by having that interaction with the PTA units and the school with our general PTA meetings. Every month we're supposed to have general PTA meetings with our parent body. The executive will also engage with the school administration. We assist the school. We do a lot of things. So when you say home and school united for the good of the child, the PTA is there to work on behalf of the parents, collaboratively with the school administration, so that we can ultimately, the end result is to ensure that we have a well-rounded child who has a great experience throughout the school. Their school term, whether it's 5 years, 7 years.
Yeah, man, that's good, because I often wonder that. Now, how long have you been part of the PTA?
I would say I'm in PTA roughly 5 years.
5 years?
Yes.
All right, so good morning to your kids.
Good morning to my kids.
2, 3.
Oh, I have 5 kids.
Whoa.
The eldest is 16 and the youngest is 7.
Wow.
So I got involved in PTA when my eldest went into Form 1.
Okay.
He was in a private school. We didn't have a PTA. We had just a parent support group that functioned there. But when he went into secondary school, I got involved in the PTA there.
All right.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So from your personal experience as a PTA unit, regional and national officer, can you share some positive changes resulting in the Parent Teacher Association involvement?
From my personal experience, so as I said, I got involved in PTA when my son went into secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say I've seen growth, because for me as a parent, getting involved in PTA, I was able to learn a lot. Things that I didn't know. You take a lot of things for granted. You think that, you know, okay, you send your children to school, your children learn. But then there's a lot that happens. And even from, I would say, not just the unit level, but, mm-hmm. you know, we have unit, region, and national, and is in attending region meetings, then mm-hmm. you learn that this is what the school is responsible for. And I am from the St. George region, which is the Sunshine region, the region where the action is, we say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have these meetings, and when you go out on a Saturday, our region president will always educate you on the benefits of PTA. She will educate you on things like advocating for children. She'll talk about curriculum, talk about the responsibility of the parents. And it's quite an eye-opener. You learn a lot as a parent, because you come in just thinking you're on a PTA to help with probably fundraisers, or you're on a PTA to just help with whatever the school need or ask for. But then you realize PTA go beyond just a fundraiser, and it go beyond whatever. You just hear if the school needs something. It really educates the parent and puts us in a better position to help our children. Yeah.
You know, that's a very good thing, because, I mean, even with me growing up you know, yeah, PTA meeting. For one, I always used to think as a child growing up, I want to carry that note home because my mommy coming in school and is the teacher going to complain about the student. So it really augurs well for that type of information to show that it's all about child development and not just about the discipline of the child or, as you mentioned, what the school want. Well, you know, we had to get some barbecue tickets sell because, you know, we had to get a fan.
Exactly. It educates the parent, and that is what I think. That's where my love really started to grow for PTA, because I really, when I entered, to me it was just about, I have children in the system, I want to be able to support my children, I want to be able to be there for my children, and if attending PTA meetings is one of the ways that I support, I will be there. But then you realize it go beyond that, and so it built passion and compassion, and I decided, oh, I want to be more involved. And so here I am today, sitting beautiful as the general secretary. Yeah.
And this is your first stint on radio?
It is. No, I think I did something.
You did
way
something
back when.
Way back when. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, you walk in here, boy. You know, all the rattles and anything shaking. I'm just kidding. She's doing quite well. You know, when it comes to common challenges, and this is something that I think could be a challenger in getting parents to attend PTAs.
Definitely.
I know that's a challenge based on the second term that under the stewardship of President Walter. Mm-hmm. What plans are afoot for you all to deal with these challenges of getting parents? How do you plan to overcome this and attract them to come into the PTA meetings?
So I'll tell you something. One of the major challenges is time. Everybody's busy. Long ago, we grew up where mommy was home, daddy working, so mommy would usually be in the PTA meetings.
Guilty, yeah.
We now have both parents working, or you have a lot of single parent homes. And so time becomes an issue because parents have to hustle from work to reach to a meeting. And then you also have, one of the things that I say, when you look at the Maslow hierarchy of needs, right? Coming to a PTA meeting is not my basic need, you know. My basic need is food, clothing, shelter. And if when you tell me to come to a meeting, but my basic needs are not being met, hear me as a parent, what I come in that meeting to listen to? So then we now need to look, because if you think about it, to me, when you talk PTA meetings, and I wrote a few points down, when you talk PTA meetings, you're looking now, to me, is where love and belonging is. Because as a parent, I love my children, and I want to be so involved in what is happening. And so we need to look at ensuring that we could motivate our parents to the extent where they see the importance of attending a PTA meeting.
But Ms. Glasgow, what about I working in a fast food outlet and I'm on a shift system, and then I on shift now and my roster come, I trying to get my supervisor to take, but if I miss work, I lose pay. And I probably have a bill to pay. I probably have some project lessons to pay for. How do you all mitigate these factors to get the information to parents like that?
Exactly. And thank God we live in an age now of technology. So one of the things that we look at is, while we love that in-person meeting, you could look at if you have too many parents struggling, and you do a survey and you realize your parents, 80% of your parents saying, I cannot come because of time off issues. Then you could think about doing an online meeting ever so often to accommodate those parents. One of the things we were speaking about in our region is even doing a podcast. So you could do a lunch and learn podcast where you have nice parental engagement topics, and you invite the parents from your region, your school, and you say, come on, listen to what is happening. Because the truth is, we are very busy right now. Apart from us being very busy, everybody trying to make ends meet. When you sometimes you go to a school and you have parents who tell you straight out, listen, this is not important to me, no, because I don't know where I have to study work. I have to study how to earn an income. I can't be in a PTA meeting, sorry, every month. And so what do we do as the PTA to motivate these parents and get them out? One of the things we advocate for, and we tell our units, we have welfare officers. Understand the needs in your school. Help your parents. And have some parents, I could give you an example. In the school where I am the PTA president, there was this one particular parent. She couldn't afford to help herself and her family. And we helped her. She never missed a meeting. If we call for parents to come, we need help with sales, she present miss her coming because we helped her. We showed how we cared. So we didn't come and say, come to meeting. You know, I always say, I had a pastor who said, people do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. And until the PTA shows how much they care, then, until then, when we can do that, then we will see the numbers. And so it's really coming with a strategy to show our parents we care. We care about what is happening with you, whether it's work, whether it's you can't afford to send your child to school, you don't have the time, no matter what it is, we want to show you we care and we are willing to change and adapt new strategies to encourage you to be a part, because it is important for you to be a part of your child journey.
You said something that I you make my pause raise. I want to touch on the fact that the mom could not financially contribute to anything if it's to put in money to do something, but she is always present to lend her service. So it goes to show that the PTA is not just a money-grabbing institution where we're just about trying to raise money and always about money, but servitude as well, service.
Definitely,
you know?
Servitude.
And I remember my kids, they were going to Curup, the primary school there, and I remember my son didn't want to use the bathroom, my youngest, because I have two, and he didn't want, I can't do like you and get five. Now, if I get the next one, I go pass out, boy. Whoa! Big up to the parents for more than two, because the trouble in school alone. But anyway, and I remember they coming together with a collective body, and we put together funds just to paint the bathrooms. Now, you'll say government's supposed to come in and they had to do this, but sometimes while going through the red tape and bureaucracy of getting that done, the PTA, the Parent Teachers Association, comes in, and they work to the betterment, not of the school alone, but of your own children.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went in there. I even got a private plumber to come and fix some of the plumbing issues for the boys and girls to be able to go into the bathroom that was filthy at a point in time, even to pass a fresh coat of paint on the wall. We did that. So I understand. And I am very, very much coming into high commends for you guys this morning in terms of adapting this electronic world that we're living in. Because I was thinking about the parents that work in these fast food outlets. And I was also thinking about parents who are able to get online. Now, I wondered about a Zoom meeting where you could create some Zoom setup where parents who can't make it could chime in on Zoom. But then if I am a cashier at a chicken and chips place and it's 6:30, PTA starts, I do have time to come up and pick up my phone. Yeah, you know, if I had data because of the challenges I have, it's several different factors. And I implore you to record the podcast issues where parents can still get it on WhatsApp. Even it's 30 minutes, you can look at it and you can get the pointers as to what it was about. And maybe you can reach out to some of the members and get further insight or even lend contributions.
Definitely.
I want to thank you guys. That is really, really, really good. I mean, you're all president, boy. I feel that was your idea, you know, and you tell it to the president, he smiled, he said, yes, that's good, Miss Glasgow, that's good.
Teamwork.
It was teamwork.
Teamwork.
All right, let's talk about some research that suggests that students whose parents are actively involved in PTA tend to perform better academically. Do you agree with this suggestion and why?
100%. And I'll use me as an example. I have five kids, as I told you, right? My eldest is 16, and he just came out of school with 7 ones. He did 7 subjects, 7 ones. Right?
Congratulations.
Of those 7 subjects at graduation, he got awards for 5.
Wow.
He also got the Sarah Celia Award. She's a past student of the school he would have attended, and he would have gotten that award also. I am involved. I am a very involved parent. PTA meetings, I am there. Late sometimes because I work also, so sometimes late, but I am present.
You are a living testimony to this.
And do I have the time? Not really. I have 5 children, so I have to spread myself around for 5 of them, right? I also have 2 girls. They both passed their first choice.
Wonderful.
And this is hard work.
And plenty money.
Plenty money depending, right? Because for my son, I will say he didn't want to do lessons. He was not interested in lessons. He used YouTube. And then when ChatGPT came along, he was using ChatGPT to help him with his...
Oh, God, ChatGPT is a lifesaver to plenty.
Listen, so he used to quarrel with me, don't waste your money to send me lessons. But the fact is, I was an involved parent. I was there. I showed up. I had a good relationship with his teachers. And I think that's important as parents. We need to have build that relationship with your class, your children, teachers. So they could tell you if the child is struggling somewhere. Also, when you attend the meetings, attend the PTA meetings, attend the parent days. Sometimes you go to parent days and you have to walk whole day walking, talking to teachers. And sometimes I feel a little bit tiring. But if we get down and we get into it, be involved, not involved, but be engaged in what is happening and you would see the results.
Not only that, I want to add this to us as learned individuals. Remember, the very fabric of society is made up of different persons with different skill sets.
Definitely.
So think about it as a from a skill set perspective. If you are able to do certain things and you're skilled in particular areas, when you come together as a collective body, the NPTA or the subunits, the PTA, remember it's ideas and brainstorming taking place, and you avail yourselves to other persons within the unit. So you may not be a person that, you might be a mason, and I'm throwing this out loosely, or a plumber, right? We're just throwing it out there. And then you come to the PTA and you engage with other parents. You know, you can get jobs from that as well.
Exactly.
So it's a nice networking marketing, and then you form bonds with these people, because I might say, hey, I need a plumber, you know, but I could do some, I'm a plumber. All right, and I could give you a job, and you come in and you mix, and then we become friends, and we start helping children and others, and we just networking. People need to see the richness of this.
People need to see the richness of it. And that's why one of the things we're doing at the NPTA, we're doing this this year, we're looking at a lot of training from the national level for all our regions, because we're really working hard to strengthen our regions so that our regions can strengthen their units and we can build a PTA, a national PTA that will be a force to be reckoned with, because when we stand up, our voices will be heard, and not just heard, but when we speak, persons will act.
Beautiful. I mean, we have so much more to cover. I would reinvite you again. I mean, I know the traffic was a bit tough this morning, yes, but it's a wrap for us this morning. I want to thank you very much, Ms. Glasgow, General Secretary of the National Parent Teachers Association, for braving the opportunity given to you by your president to come here this morning and be part of the show.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.